Today is the octave of Easter called Low Sunday. Immediately after this Mass, Father will come in and speak on an important subject. Because of that, I am not going to read the announcements. I am going to just let you know that we have the first Friday coming up this week. And so all of the things that are involved with that, you can check the schedule. If you miss it, you forget, it is online at the website. Just point out that Thursday, the chapel will be open for the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. The Mass will be at 8:30. And because of the constraints of time, because Father is going to speak, we will not be reading the Epistle and Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We are here celebrating Easter. And everything is exactly the same. We have all of the lilies, the antependium, everything is set up gloriously because we are renewing all of the graces of Easter. So we're renewing all of the great joy, all the great confidence. And why is that? Because our Lord has risen. He is truly risen. And as St. John tells us in the opening lines, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. We are celebrating our faith. That is what's going to lead us to heaven. Now, we're not taking the time, although we're about to mention the people. We have a week full of saints. Saints who are great models for us in this life of faith that we all are living even now. We're thinking of St. Peter Canisius, whose feast is today. All that he did to preserve the faith against the Protestant Revolution in Europe. St. Louis de Montfort, today's his feast also. St. Paul of the Cross, I'm just thinking of the saints this week. St. Paul of the Cross, giving his life that the faith may be replanted in England. And we know that the first missionaries back to England in the 19th century were Passionist priests. Simple, humble, Passionist priests who converted people like Cardinal Newman. When he wanted to be brought into the church, he asked for the Passionist priest to do it for him. We have St. Peter Verona. Parents were not Catholics, but he converted from their Manichaeism, became a priest, and he, working to save the heretics, was killed by them. And you remember his story. As he lay dying in his own blood, he took his finger and wrote, Credo, I die believing. St. Pancras, this is the stational church for today, on this great Sunday renewing Easter. You know, we have all these tremendous churches in Rome. And the stational church, that of St. Pancras. Who is this? He was an orphan who went with his uncle to Rome to get a better life. Well, he did. He became a Catholic. And that better life meant a shortening of his natural life. He was dead at age 14. He was martyred for the faith. How many people here are 14? Think of that. I think back to those years and remember what I was thinking. I hope everyone, whatever age, is thinking the same way. None of us have been called to that bloody martyrdom, but we are all living an unbloody one. Some people would like to make it bloody, no doubt. But God has preserved us. Then St. Catherine of Siena. another unbloody martyr. She gave her life for the church, which had been widowed. That is, its leader, the Pope, had not been in Rome for 70 years. She said, I give my life, and God did take her at his own age, 33. She gave her life. Then we have St. Joseph. Oh, the month of May is about to begin. It begins with St. Joseph bringing in the month of the Blessed Mother. So if you can, it's a great day to come, St. Joseph the Worker. Then we have Friday, the first Friday. St. Athanasius. Well, he is the best example for us. This was a bishop forget the famous author who said, the world woke up one day and realized it was Arian. 80% of the bishops were Arian. They were heretics. This bishop, St. Athanasius, was exiled 5 times from his see. What better example for us? And we're almost out of time, so we want to just, in pointing out the faith, we want to just say about the Blessed Mother. You know, the Protestants are, we are the ones that are so true to the Bible. It's very superficial. First of all, we gave it to them. They weren't even around when it was written. But it's a superficial reading of the Bible. We know that the Blessed Mother was the first person that our Lord came to when he rose from the dead. Is that in the Bible? Is it written there? No, it's not. That's the first thing they're going to tell us. Well, let's just analyze it slightly. Where was the last time the Bible tells us about the Blessed Mother? It says she was standing at the foot of the cross when he died. Next thing is, these holy women are coming. They bought the things to anoint him. They're coming on Easter morning. It lists the women that are there. Isn't it curious that it doesn't list the Blessed Mother? The person you would expect to be with them. She was there at the foot of the cross. She's not going to be there to anoint him. Think about it. The scripture is telling us by omission. She didn't have to go see him. She already did. Well, we want to just mention St. Thomas, our great saint for today. You know, the apostles, what are we going to do? He's gone. They all assembled in the upper room. And this is where today's gospel took place, where Easter Sunday's gospel took place. Our Lord came through the doors, said, peace to you. He was telling him right away, you abandoned me, but I forgive you. And then he gave them the sacrament of penance for all of us who need forgiveness. And it says on Pentecost, for example, that when the Holy Ghost descended on the apostles and the disciples in the upper room, there were 120 people there. So it was a big room. I think of it as comparable to this. We probably have about 120 people. And it tells us in the gospel they were there in fear. They were small. We're small. We're insignificant. But because of the faith, we will be victorious. So on this Sunday, as you receive our Lord, and it says, when he came in, they rejoiced at the sight of him. But something greater was reserved a week later. Because not only did St. Thomas get to see him, but our Lord said, you, because you asked, you get to put your hand and touch my Sacred Heart. You get to feel, put your fingers into my wounds. That's what we get to do today. We get to receive our Lord in Holy Communion and say with St. Thomas, my Lord and my God, I will remain faithful no matter what. May God bless you.